Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's the election episode, special election edition of the Bob Almanac. Feel free to cast your vote here on today's Bob Almanac. And a Bob Almanac quiz today. Those Little River Band tickets, what's that, a week from tomorrow?
No, a week from Saturday. No,
it's Wednesday this Saturday. Show. It's the Wednesday show.
Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, I thought you said Little River Band.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant Oak Ridge Boys. Okay. Yeah. When is Little River Band?
This Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. We've already given away all the Little River Band tickets.
Yeah.
Did I mention Little River Band earlier?
I thought we did.
They're two of my favorite groups.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for correcting us on that.
Oak Ridge Boys,
forget about the Little River Band.
Those are gone.
It's the Oak Ridge Boys that we're giving away. American Made Farewell Tour, and that is a week from tomorrow.
Right.
That's a Wednesday night, special Wednesday night show. That's how much in demand the Oak Ridge Boys are. Could only fit them in on a Wednesday.
Right on.
Pretty much, because it is their farewell tour, and people want to go out and see them, put it on the old bucket list. If you've never seen them, here's your chance. Last chance, actually.
By the way, we might still have Richard Sturban on with us, just because we enjoy visiting with Richard.
Yeah, you've already talked to What's-His-Face.
Yeah, William Lee Golden.
What's-His-Beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to his
Lee Golden. Yeah. Who, he has sons that have their own group.
Right.
The Goldens. They look just like him. Have you seen any of these pictures of his sons? It's amazing. And the ones that are shaved look just like he did before he had the big beard.
Yes, but you can find those pictures if you dig a little bit.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here today.
And wrestling fans, I don't know what's going on, but if you can see on your monitor, can you believe that is the Crusher? Believe it or not, look at how beautiful he is dressed. What is going on here, Crusher? He's talking with Roger Kent down there.
Al DeRusha. Is it DeRusha? It's DeRusha. DeRusha. Al DeRusha from AWA. He did like everything for the AWA, the American Wrestling Association. He was like Mean Gene. He was working for Channel 11, WTCN, and Vern Gagne on the TV show. Hey, we need some guys to help out. And Al DeRusha was one of those. He had kind of the blonde hair, kind of the bowl cut and the glasses.
Sure, I remember him.
And he did the announcing, and he did some refereeing. He did some promoting.
He did some screaming.
He did, exactly. And he actually called the Crusher beautiful. Did you hear
wrestling
that?
Wrestling fans, can you believe this? Very nettily attired. Look at the Crusher in a beautiful blue formal wear with the white gloves, the big cigar, Crusher, that is unbelievable. You look just simply fantastic.
Wow. That bum says I'm not the best dressed guy. Robert Redford, Paul Newman, eat your hearts out.
We get to hear from the Crusher. A little bonus there.
Love it.
Al DeRusha. He's right up there with Roger Kent, Rod Trongard, Marty O'Neill, Kenny Resnick, of course, Mean Gene Okerlund.
Mean Gene, yeah. They always had the ear of Wally Carbo and Stanley Blackburn.
I was talking more about the announcers. Al DeRusha, you know what Al DeRusha did? He went to the WWF along with Hogan and Mean Gene Okerlund, and he was the director of the video. Remember when Hogan made Mean Gene Okerlund his partner, and they actually wrestled?
Oh, yes, yes.
Gene Okerlund was Hulk Hogan's partner, and they did this classic promo video where Hogan was training Mean Gene. Al DeRusha was the one who directed that promo, where he's eating the raw eggs and the whole thing. They're running up and down the stairs there on the Mississippi River in the Twin Cities. Al DeRusha, 88 from the AWA, now gone, but not forgotten. Tuesday, November 5th, 310th day of the year. This is the date Susan B. Anthony voted. She wasn't supposed to vote. She broke the law. She was arrested, 1872. She voted for Ulysses S. Grant on this date.
Okay.
1870. She was a suffragist.
Yeah, wasn't
Susan B. Anthony.
Quite her time yet, but she started the ball rolling.
She started the whole thing. It's hard to believe that about half the country could not vote at that time, right? Pretty much. Didn't make a whole lot of sense. But again, it was a simpler, earlier, one might call it a dumber time. But, we got to where we are now. From that.
We did.
Not everybody's going to start out perfect.
We certainly didn't.
No. 1930 this date. I mention this because he is one of us. He's a Minnesotan. He's an author. Sinclair Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Sock.
Sock Center.
Sock Center, yes.
Main Street was the name of his one of his books. Well, he became the first American to win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Ooh.
Babbitt was another one of his books.
Okay.
And it might have been Babbitt that was the one that won him the Nobel Prize for Literature. The state, 1930. How about in 46?
The Rifleman. Starring Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors. And that didn't have nothing to do with this. This was pre-Rifleman. He became the first NBA player to shatter a backboard during a game.
With his rifle?
No. Oh, he would have been arrested for that, I'm pretty sure, Neil.
Probably.
Connors later went on, of course, to become the Rifleman. He was also branded.
He's a heck of an athlete.
That Winchester 92 was not made to shoot that fast.
Really?
But somehow they got it to shoot that fast.
Well, he put the special lever action
on. Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
He was playing for the Boston Celtics. He was the Rifleman of the NBA.
He was a big guy.
Back in, he was about 6'6", wasn't he? So, you know, he was a solid guy down in the post. This date in 1955.
Here's a red-letter date in the history of science. November 5th, 1955.
Yeah, this is the date. They went back.
Yes, of course. November 5th, 1955.
Boy, a lot happened on that day, didn't it, in Hill Valley?
That was the day I invented time travel. I remember it vividly.
He fell down, hit his head on the toilet, and he came up with the idea for the...
flux capacitor.
Yes, that is very much the flux capacitor. 1955. This was the date, November 5th, 1955. 1960, let's remember...
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
Johnny Horton. This was an auto accident. Now, the story goes that Johnny Horton used to predict his future. He could see. He was a bit of a clairvoyant, he claimed.
Okay.
And that he had always predicted that he would be killed at the hands of a drunk.
Oh, my.
And that's exactly what happened. He was on a bridge, weren't they? He's going between Louisiana and Arkansas or somewhere. He was traveling home, maybe from Texas from a gig or going to Texas. And he was killed on a bridge by a drunk driver driving a truck.
Sad.
Just at the age of 33. He was only 33 for Johnny Horton. This date. Another artist that was taken from us way too soon.
Right.
That was 1960. 1977, we heard this for the first time.
Anything about this creature, it is your duty to report that to the police.
You're letting your imagination run away with you. No, I have never seen this creature that you're talking about.
Forgive me, Doctor, but I am calling you a liar.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby. That debuted on this date. It started out, it was a 2-hour TV movie, and that scene is from that 2-hour TV movie, and then that, of course, went into then the weekly 1-hour episodic television program.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
The Incredible Hulk. That was this date. He was trying to tap into the strengths that all humans possess when an accidental overdose of gamma radiation altered his body chemistry. And that was his date in 77. How about 88?
And his color.
Yeah, not only chemistry, just the color as well.
And the Wicked Witch of the West are the only, you know, really solid green people that I know.
Kermit the Frog, Oscar the Grouch, the list goes on.
People.
Aruba, the Hulk's of people.
Ooh, and Bill Bixby
more. So this song reached number one. The Beach Boys were back, baby. Thanks to Tom Cruise and the gal from the Adventures in Babysitting movie. Because this was from the Cocktail soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
John Stamos on the drums. What's Uncle Jesse from Full House doing on the drums there? Well,
he's skilled.
Because what's his name? Dennis Wilson
right
was no longer with him.
Right, he
had drowned a few years earlier. which was sad.
It was.
But what was exciting, the Beach Boys, Kokomo, which there is no place called Kokomo. They totally made that up.
Right.
There's no Kokomo. There's Kokomo, Indiana. It's certainly not about that.
And then somebody
did a parody. I remember when that song was a hit in 88. Maybe somebody at one of the other hit radio stations made a parody called Orono for Minnesota. Way down in Orono.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. 1994 in the squared circle.
And the young man's game. But look at that competitive spirit coming out now.
Straight right hand landing for Foreman. He's had a pretty good round here at number 10.
Again, Atlas didn't count the Atlas. Here we go again with the Atlas. And Michael Moore is that
down goes Moore on a right hand. An unbelievably close in right hand shot.
And it was exactly at that point that George Foreman came up with the idea for the Foreman grill.
It's like the flux capacitor.
As he was punching out, because, you know, he had gotten hit a couple times.
Yeah.
So he had a couple of screws loose, but then it was as he hit Michael Moore and knocked him to the canvas, that's when he came up with the idea, and the idea to name all of his kids after him.
Right. Brilliant.
One.
Just brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about him.
Yeah.
George Foreman became the oldest heavyweight boxing champion in history. By knocking out Michael Moore in the 10th round, they were at a little fight there in Las Vegas on this day. Of course, George Foreman was the opponent for Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle, right? We had that in the almanac just a few, maybe a week ago or so.
Yeah, last week.
And isn't that where the rope-a-dope was invented? That's where Muhammad Ali came up with the rope-a-dope.
Foreman was
the big favorite in that one. He came up with the rope-a-dope. And let's remember another singer here today.
And I surprised you by flying in Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers to sing for you.
Of course I did. That was a wonderful present, Robert.
Well, I thought it would be sweet if I could find some way to relive that memory. On our wedding day, now that I'm finally unchained.
Oh, my love, my darling.
Oh my God! It's the other Righteous Brother.
Bobby Hatfield.
Oh no! To me, he'll always be the other Righteous Brother.
So to me, he's also the other Righteous Brother, Bobby Hatfield. The other Righteous Brother passed away at the age of 63. They were.
Boy, he was young.
He and Bill Medley were ready to perform in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And he died in the hotel.
Gosh.
At the age of 63. Heart failure.
My goodness.
2003. We have birthdays now today.
Young. And each town looks the same. Is that Elizabeth Shue? Was that the girl?
The factories.
Yeah, I think it was.
Every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be overbound. I wish I was.
Art Garfunkel, who started his career as a clown. He had the clown hair.
He sure did.
Yeah. A bozo-looking thing.
Color was all that needed.
But a great musician, certainly Art Garfunkel of Simon and Garfunkel.
What a voice.
He had some solo success as well.
Yes.
But, of course, always remembered with Paul Simon. He's 83.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the bar or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't
you? His name is not Herman.
No.
Peter Noon.
Closer to me.
But he's the guy.
Great pop voice. Number of hits from the 1960s. You know, he does a radio show, I think, on one of the satellite deals. Peter Noon, 77.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Pretty big hit.
Is going to come into view here at this point, and he would be excited to know that Aurora's been in view a lot here in the summer and fall of 2024. Singer from the Flock of Seagulls, he had the hair and the whole thing going on there. Mike Score. 67. He was the updated version of the Terminator, and he was all kind of, he was liquidy.
Yes, he was.
Are you the legal guardian of John Connor?
That's right, officer. What's he done now?
Could I speak with him, please?
Could if you were here. He took off on his bike this morning so he could be anywhere.
Do you have a photograph of John?
Yeah, sure.
He could touch anybody and become them.
Right.
Pretty much, right?
That made
which
him
was very
yeah,
dangerous.
Tough.
Very dangerous.
Tough to find. Tough
the
to get
T-800
to.
Did not have that capability. Mm. It was quite the upgrade.
Really was.
So that's Robert Patrick, the actor, 66. He's been in a lot of things. All of a sudden he showed up. You know, he was the bounty hunter and Identity Thief. He was funny in that. Robert Patrick is 66.
Oh, this time, everything is all right. Go away. She's gonna get away.
How he and Ann Murray haven't done a duet yet together, I don't know why.
Couple of Canada's finest.
A lot of people get him mixed up with Corey Hart because they're both from Canada and they're both having hits about the same time in the 80s. This is Bryan Adams.
They sound a little, that little raspy. Little bit.
Bryan Adams.
Like his Cuts bit. Like a Knife, one of my favorite albums.
It's a good album. That's what this is off of. It's This Time. He is 65 today. Marvel?
You're about 5 years too early. Stephen Strange is currently performing surgery about 20 blocks that way. What do you want from him?
That, actually.
Ah.
Ooh, the Hulk.
I'm afraid not.
Sorry, but I wasn't asking.
You don't want to do this.
Ah, you're right, I don't. But I need that stone and I don't have time to debate.
She had power. She could knock Bruce Banner. Now, I remember it was David Banner. Did you say Bruce Banner? Bruce in the TV show.
Bruce Banner
was
Bill Bixby, right?
No, that was David Banner.
That was David, yes.
He was David Banner on the show. It's Bruce Banner basically everywhere else, the comics and the movies and everything.
I wonder why they did that.
I can't remember. They wanted to separate from the comic just a little bit. It was David Bruce Banner. His middle name was Bruce.
Oh, got it.
On the TV show, just FYI. But she's the one with she's the bald chick.
Right.
And not Sinead O'Connor, but she's the bald gal in the Marvels.
Yeah.
She's the ancient one and the mentor to Doctor Strange, and she knocked Bruce Banner out of the green person. Her name is Tilda Swinton.
Okay.
She won an Academy Award in Michael Clayton, Neil.
Mm.
We should know her.
Mm-hmm.
She's 64.
Okay, let's get your elbow in there.
The washer's cold.
Don't worry about it. I got a smear in there.
Can you loosen me and forget the elbow?
Got to hold down the swelling.
It's not that
bad. It used to happen to me all the time.
Buttermaker.
All right, shoot.
Well, I invited
Buttermaker, he's having to ice down. Too many curveballs there by Amanda. Bad news bears.
Yeah, that's right on the elbow.
So he's taking out the Budweisers out of his beer. His beer bucket with the ice water and putting her elbow in there. Walter Matthau. That's Tatum O'Neill.
Little Bad News Bears, right?
Yes. Yeah. 61 for her.
Good.
I think you'll be comfortable here.
Where's your room?
With Scott down the hall.
Was that your gift, putting up with that guy?
Actually, I'm telekinetic. I can move things with my mind.
Really? What kinds of things?
Yeah, she was Jean in the X-Men, Neil.
Okay.
And Wolverine, he never was a big fan, at least early on, of Cyclops, as you can tell there, a.k.a.
Yes.
Scott. That's Famke Janssen.
She was
Jean. She was Phoenix. She was in the Taken film.
Was she the
ex-wife of
They Liam killed her Mason. Off in, like, the third one.
She went back to him when she realized he did have a certain set of skills.
Right. Yeah.
And,
she went back to him for two. And then they killed her off in three.
She is 60 today. And then know your Jonas Brothers, Neil.
Uh-oh.
I'm
any clue?
For you.
Bobby?
Bobby Jonas. No, it's Kevin Jonas.
Is there a Bobby?
There might be. There's a lot of them. Probably a good bet that there is one. But Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, the pop-making, hit-making machine.
Sure. Oh, they're good.
Brother team, 37.
37.
They're getting old.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today. We have a fine list of those who would have celebrated had they not passed today. We're going to start with Lovey. Lovey Howe from Gilligan's Island, the actress's name, of course. Natalie Schaefer, born on this day, Jim, 1900.
There's no doubt about it. He must come from a fine family.
And even when he grunts, detect just a trace of Harvard.
Reading will tell. You know, dear, even if you'd been born an ape, you'd still be a Howl. A bit hairy, but a Howl.
She was great.
She was lovely. She was great. Played that role to a T, 1900. 11 years.
Do you think you're old to the point where you would take Lovey Howl over Marianne or Ginger? Does that mean you're getting old?
Well, or you're getting
to a point, or getting senile,
or blind,
one
or the other. 11 years later, on this day in 1911, he was known, would become known as the King of the Cowboys, the great Leonard Sly. Perhaps you'd know him better as Roy Rogers.
Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
His horse was not Buttermilk.
No. Nope. Open country that I love.
Trigger.
Don't fence me in.
But Buttermilk, that was Dale Evans' horse. Remember we asked that?
Yeah.
We asked that of people when it was right. Dale Evans' birthday.
Cottonwood trees. Send
what about the
me
dog?
Forever.
Bullet, of course. Roy Rogers there. Born on this day again, 1911. Fine actress, the mother of Jamie Lee. We're talking about Vivian Lee, and she was in several great movies. Born on this day, 1913.
Kathleen, who's there?
Who?
That man looking at us and smiling. The nasty dog.
My dear, don't you know? That's Rhett Butler.
Rhett Butler, what a creep. Oh, he's creepy. That creepy looking.
Yeah.
That mustache. I mean,
you could do better.
If I was her, I'd run. Run
right.
Fast.
Yes. Frankly, my dear, she didn't give a darn. We had Gone with the Wind. That Vivian Lee won an Academy Award, and she was born on this day, 1913. Ike Turner, singer, somewhat abusive, they say. But he's a Hall of Famer.
That's what Tina said.
Tina said. That. Right.
Not nice.
But he was rolling on a river.
Cleaned a lot of places.
There's some soul there. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ike Turner, born on this day, 1931. The Flying Burrito Brothers. You remember Graham Parsons, 1946.
How about when he was a part of the Birds?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me out? I won't do anything wrong.
Chris Hillman were the ones that I think went and then formed the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yes. That's the way I have it.
That's when the Birds started to go a little country.
They did. They did. And then, of course, it would come full circle for Chris Hillman. But Graham Parsons is the guy we're celebrating today. He was born on this day, 1946. Tremendous college player. Then went on to a fine NBA career. Was injured, had some injuries, some
knees,
problems.
His knees, legs, and lower body problems. He had like all these like fractures in his feet. If I remember,
gosh.
That was the issue.
His legs just broke down from years of wear and tear on the hard court. But then he went to the broadcast table and the booth and did a nice job there. We're talking about Hall of Famer Bill Walton.
That is vision. That is nimble dexterity. The balance, the crossover, just poke it away and come right in. Oh my gosh, little Steph Curry, how cute. The respect, they're the world champions, they're better.
He always had, when you talk about being a color man,
right.
He was a color man.
He was a color man. Very colorful in his descriptions and his wording and his delivery. Bill Walton was fabulous. He was born on this day, 1952. He was the 1977 NBA Most Valuable Finals Most Valuable Player. Sadly, I think they beat my 76ers that year. But he won an Emmy as a sportscaster in 1991. He's gone now. We're talking about Bill Walton, 1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
If you liked when Lawrence Welk had polka music on, you had one man to thank.
Yes.
Myron Florin.
Oh, yes. Great.
19 from born in Roslyn, Day County, South Dakota.
Yes, so indeed. He was South Dakota and Lawrence was North Dakota.
Exactly.
And also, wonderful.
A guy from the Golden Girls, recurring role, funny.
Why don't you go home and enjoy Christmas and face the future tomorrow?
I can't go home.
Why not?
Catherine threw me out.
Your wife threw you out? I had no idea she was that bright. What happened?
Catherine accused me of infidelity.
Oh, damn it, Stan. This makes those infidelities during our marriage seem much less special.
Oh, was her him versus Dorothy, played Stan, Dorothy's ex-husband, Stan Dvornak, on Golden Girls. Herb Edelman, born this day, 1933.
Very good.
Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. So,
Arthur is so good in that show. Her sarcastic wit and delivery. And, of course, she honed that on Maude.
Yes, she did.
And then perfected it on the Golden Girls. All right, so let's do the quiz for the Oak Ridge Boys tickets. Oak Ridge Boys tickets, this date in 1977. What television show debuted on CBS? It was a show where you didn't want to make the main character angry. What was that show?
I don't think you'd like him.
No.
Then.
No, certainly not.
We want
not.
You to like the main character.
Certainly not. So 1977, what was that show? 763-450-0100. If you know the answer, we'll give you some tickets, a pair of them, to the Oak Ridge Boys at the Medina a week tomorrow. Here comes a Bob-a-thon. Do you want to start it out with There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio, Aaron Tippin? Mm-hmm. There's Ronnie McDowell, You're Going to Ruin My Bad Reputation, or George Strait coming in with his bid in a song called Twang.
I think we should do Ronnie McDowell today.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KL.